State champions are crowned in gymnastics, team wrestling, plus boys and girls hockey. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by RallyAroundUs.com. More high school sports news after this.
Coaches, are you looking for a simple way to fundraise for uniforms, preseason tournaments, equipment, or anything else? Check out Rally Around Us, an easy-to-use online service that makes fundraising the least of your worries. Athletes can build out contact lists with real-time donation alerts. Your supporters can donate right from their phones. You can build custom campaign pages, and everything flows seamlessly into an easy-to-use dashboard for you as a coach. Get your team started for free at RallyAroundUs.com. After all, no one really wants that cookie dough anyway.
We'll have more later this week on the girls' basketball state qualifiers, as well as boys' hoops teams that head to sectionals, but it was a busy weekend of state tournament action and several other sports. We'll start on the ice, where boys' and girls' hockey championships were contested at the Alliant Energy Center. In Saturday's state title games, Hudson completed a dominating weekend with a 6-2 win over Edgewood to claim the Division I boys' championship. Rice Lake was the winner in Division II, as the Warriors topped St. Mary Springs 4-3. The girls' hockey title went to the DC Everest Co-op, who got a hat trick from Samantha Federici in a 5-0 title game win over the Onalaska Co-op. The UW Fieldhouse was the site of the team wrestling state championships. Kaukauna repeated as Division I champion, downing Franklin in the quarterfinals, Stoughton in the semifinals, and Holman in the title match. Amory repeated in Division II as well, scoring narrow wins over Prairie du Chien and Luxembourg Casco. Fenimore pulled away in the final four matches to claim the Division III team state title over top-seeded Coleman. The Franklin Muskego Co-op in Whitefish Bay won team titles at the state gymnastics meet. The D1 individual all-around title went to Verona Edgewood sophomore Annika Rufenacht, with the D2 all-around to Nicolay junior Cassie Hansen. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search iTunes for the WSN podcast.